Yes, I'm a product of public schools, too, and I support it, too, and so do we on this side of the aisle, too. Please recognize Representative Inman for a special presentation.
Representative Inman, you're recognized for a special presentation.
Members, if I could have your attention, I told you a few weeks ago that my hometown, Del City, is the city of champions. And just in case you didn't believe me, I wanted to bring out another set of champions. This morning, it is truly an honor for me to welcome members of the Del City High School wrestling team. Those of you who pay attention to the wrestling community, guys like Representative Blackwell, who wrestled over at Midwest City, will know a few things about our team. We started back in 1956. That's when the Del City High School wrestling team was founded. Since then, we have been probably the most prolific state high school wrestling team in the entire state. We've got two dual state championships. We've been to dual state more than any other high school wrestling team in the state. We've had 17 of the last 20 district championships belong to these guys right here and Coach Ronnie James behind me. And the last two things I'm really proud of. Not only do they teach them how to wrestle and be good high school students, we've got over 20 collegiate All-Americans that came out of Del City High School as wrestlers. And probably the most famous is the multi-Olympic gold medal winner, the wrestler John Smith, who's now the head coach up at Oklahoma State. He is a Del City High School Eagle. So we're proud of that. And at this time, before I introduce the team, if we could have the citation read.
Clerk will read.
Whereas the Del City wrestling team has had a long history of success, including but not limited to Olympic gold medalist John Smith. And whereas the Del City wrestling team has displayed success throughout the season by being crowned district champions, mid-state conference champions, regional runner-up, and placed fifth in the state wrestling tournament. And whereas Del City wrestlers Kyle Garcia, Tyler Durrell, and Trayvon Lee were crowned state champions, while Trey Durrell and Kevin Harris were runner-up and third place, respectively. And whereas Oklahomans take great pride in the accomplishments of the Del City wrestling team, who have represented their school, their community, and this state with character, class, and sportsmanship. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Representative Scott M. Inman, the Oklahoma House of Representatives extends to head coach Ronnie James, assistant coaches Todd Goolsby, Wes Ruth, Brian Henson, and Brian Tapley, Del City wrestling team Kyle Garcia at 112 pounds, Tyler Durrell at 119 pounds, Trey Durrell at 103 pounds, Kevin Harris at 140 pounds, and Trevon Lee at 135 pounds, Principal Annette Nantois, sincere commendations and directs that this citation be presented.
Thank you, members. And Mr. Speaker, at this time, if I could ask that Coach Ronnie James come forward and introduce his coaches and players.
Coach, you're recognized.
To my immediate left over here is my head assistant coach, Todd Goolsby. Standing next to him is Coach Wes Ruth. The guys in front of me, right in front of me, directly here is state champion Tyler Durrell at 119 pounds. Right next to him is state champion Trayvon Lee at 135 pounds. Standing right next to Trayvon is our 140-pound third place, Kevin Harris. Standing next to him is my son. I brought him along. He was a JV wrestler of the year, so I brought him along too. And at the end is state runner-up at 103 pounds, Trey Durrell. Just a few things I was going to talk about these guys and some team awards. Again, we won our district championship for the 17th time. Mid-state conference for the sixth time, regional runner-up and fifth in state, and Tyler and Kevin were also our 42nd and 43rd all-state wrestlers we've had in our 53-year history, so we think that's a great accomplishment. We appreciate you guys having us out today.
Thank you, Representative Inman. Mr. Floor Leader.